He's our Savior. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. One day he'll be our judge. Amen. Amen. Every praise to our God. He deserves our praise today. Give him another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you today. We praise you today, Jesus. I'm going to get into the word of the Lord today. We're glad for everyone that's out. Titus. Chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Amen. Say amen when you got it. Titus chapter 2. Beginning at verse 11, Titus chapter 2, beginning with verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. Oh God, we come before you, Lord, reaching for your grace, reaching for your undivided, Lord, your devoted spirit, Lord, to reach down in this place here. Speak to our hearts, God. Anoint us, Lord Jesus, with lips, these lips of clay, to speak your words of eternal life, Lord. It is my prayer. Amen. Reach over and give your neighbor a high five as you're seated today. Hallelujah. We take into account the time when the book of Titus was written. Titus was with Paul in Jerusalem, and when dogmatic Jewish people crept in and began to criticize and cause all kinds of problems. And so we see that the Apostle Paul wrote to Titus and he said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. Everybody say teaching. Teaching. Grace is a teacher. When you go to school, you learn, you go to learn your ABCs. You go to learn your basic math and arithmetic and You go to learn. You go to take in all that knowledge to where you can survive in society, where you can communicate and where you can get along. Amen. And so grace is our teacher so we can survive. Somebody say hallelujah. Grace is a teacher. It is not a license to live like you want. Hello, I said grace is a teacher. It is not a license to live however you want. Amen. Grace is that God did not wipe us out, amen, and wipe us off of the map. When we deserve to be wiped out, when we deserve to be, amen, erased off of the map, it is the grace of God, amen, that did not do that, but grace gave us a plan of salvation. Grace gave us a way of escape. I'm glad today for the grace of God, amen, that bringeth salvation, amen. How many of you want to be saved in the house today? How many of you want to go to heaven today? Amen. Come on. I said, we're going to have to, amen, get in here and, amen, realize what church and living for God is all about. Amen. It's not what we think. It's not what we define. It's not, it doesn't have anything to do with us. God makes the rules. Amen. And we just got to follow the rules. I said, God makes the rules. We just have to follow his rules. Amen. In the beginning, we see how that God gave Adam and Eve some commandments. Amen. He said that thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that thou eatest thereof is the day that thou shalt die. There ain't no other, amen, way of interpreting that. There's no other way of defining that. God said, if you do it, you're going to die. And it was up to man. It was up to Eve. It was up to Adam whether they would eat, whether they would disobey the commandments of God or not. It was up to them. Amen. And they chose, amen, rather to disobey, amen, the commandments of God. And because of their disobedience, sin and death came into the world. Everybody say sin. Amen. Why? Amen. Why is the world in the shape that it is in? Sin. Why does, amen, humans decay and our teeth fall out and our hair falls out and we get wrinkled and weak and weary because of sin? We better get a grip. We better, amen, smell the Folgers. We better, amen, take a cup of the Maxwell House. We better, amen, we better snap out of our little, amen, our little, amen, a little soap opera world. We better snap out and realize, amen, there is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun. Amen, we're either going one place or the other. Amen, and the Bible says that the righteous are scarcely saved. We're not going to slide on into heaven, amen, amen, on a pair of roller skates. Amen, you're going to only make it to heaven, amen, if you're living right, and if you're doing right, and you're obeying the commandments of God, because sin is still sin. It has not changed. Amen, grace did not erase sin. Amen, grace came to save us from our sin. It's not a prayer over your meal. Come on. I said, I believe that some folks, amen, take grace for granted. Amen. They take it lightly. Amen. I said, they take it for granted. Amen. The price that Jesus paid. Amen. The blood that he shed. Amen. Was for our salvation. Amen. We read it here in Titus chapter 2. He gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Amen. He come to teach us to deny ungodliness. It matters what you're looking at. It matters what you're doing outside these walls. It matters. You don't hear me today. Amen. Come on. I said grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present evil world.
Amen. We better wake up, because we only have one chance at grace. One chance, one candle, one life, one breath. Grace is divine. It pertains to the soul of man. Jesus, when he preached messages, it was not fancy schmancy. Amen. When Jesus preached messages, it was not to tickle the people's ears. Amen. When Jesus preached messages, it was to get down to the soul business. He was a soul man. Amen. Come on. I said it pertains to the soul of man. Amen. Jesus said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. But wide is the gate and broad is the way which leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Amen. We are going to have to make a decision. We are going to have to make a choice. Amen. Which path are you going to walk on? Amen. Which way are you going to trod? Amen. You going to go to heaven? Amen. Are you going to go to hell? Amen. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and there ain't too many travelers on that road. We can't go the way of the world. We can't listen to the world's music. We can't, come on, I said, we can't watch the world's movies. We can't listen to their music. Amen. We can't dance. We cannot eat of the cup of the Lord's table and the cup of the table of devils. Amen. I said, the Bible teaches us separation, sanctification. Amen. We have got to come out from the world and be separate. He said that he had called us to be a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, amen, a holy nation, amen, that we are to be a holy people set apart. Sanctification means set apart for the work of the Lord. You are to whom you yield your members. That is who you are. Don't you give me that old pansy, wimpy, amen, wetback stuff. You better dig into your Bible. The Bible says, amen, that who you yield your members to, you are to whom you yield your members to. I'm in the book of Romans. For those who want to say I'm not in the book, I'm in the book. Romans chapter 6, verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. You better learn what the definition of sin is, because modern Pentecostalism has tried to rewrite the definition of sin and has made it out to be something, amen, that is just not really, amen, even it is something that we even talk about anymore. Can I tell you, amen, because of sin, amen, hell hath enlarged herself. Amen, because of sin, amen, come on, I said, because of sin, amen, the devil ain't the only one that's going to be residing in the lake of fire, which burneth, amen, which does not burn out, amen, which worm does not die, amen, and the fire is not quenched, amen. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, amen, but there is a whole lot of people he's going to take with him. If you want to believe his lies, if you want to believe his trickery, if you want to believe his lies, amen, his subtle lies and trickery. Dead to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Verse 16, let's just go 15. What then? Shall we sin Your actions, my actions, are being recorded. My Bible says that the Lord himself, amen, is coming, and he is going to reward every man according to his works. Amen. That day all the sea and the grave and the earth shall give up their dead, and all shall stand before the great throne of God and give an account of the deeds done in their body. Amen. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. What you do in secret, amen, God has a record. Amen. We can't walk around and act like everything's wonderful, hunky-dory, and all right. Amen. The grace of God is ready to bust your little crazy world up. The grace of God will intervene in your life. The grace of God will send an old preacher like me by and tell you, you better get it right. You better straighten up. Amen. You better get your record right. Amen. It ain't about Santa Claus. Amen. Coming to town. It's about Jesus Christ is coming. Amen. And he knows whether you've been good. He knows whether you've been bad. Amen. For your salvation, soul's sake, you better get it right. Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? God forbid. I don't care who you are. I was a preacher's kid, and I was one of the worst sinners there was. I don't care who you are. Nobody's exempt. Maybe Ahab got himself exalted and thought he was exempt. Maybe a lot of those other wicked kings got themselves exalted and got themselves like Saul. Amen. Israel wanted a man. They wanted a man to rule over them. And God said, because you have rejected me, you've not rejected Samuel, you've rejected me from being your king. And because you want a man to rule over you, I will give you a man to rule over you. And this is exactly what that man is going to do to you and to your children. Hello? I said, we better wake up. God gave him a man king. Was he good looking? Oh, yeah. Was he tall? Yeah. Amen. Was he muscular and amen, brawn? Yes, he was. Saul met all the criteria of the people, but it doesn't matter what the criteria of the people is. Amen. Saul would not do what God told him to do. Amen. Saul was not right. Amen. Saul was not right. Amen. It matters what you do. Saul, amen, broke the commandment, the orders, duties that he was sent to do, amen, and thought he would try to do it his way. Amen. I don't care who you are. I don't care how big you think you are. I don't care what your name is. Amen. God doesn't care what your name is. Amen. There's only one name above every name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. And to that name every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Amen. At the name of Jesus, amen, he is the chief, he is the head, he is the Lord, Jesus Christ, and it is he, amen, that hath bought this church with his blood. You didn't buy it, amen, you didn't, amen, baby, it was his blood that bought this church. We are the church, not this building. This rotten building's going to rust out, it's going to dry out, it's going to fall down. We better wake up. Judgment is coming. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. We go back here. Now, this book was written by men who gave their lives. This Bible was written by men who were totally full of the Holy Ghost. This Bible was not written by men with a personal agenda. This Bible was written by men who gave their lives for the gospel, for men, amen, who preached it, men who lived it, men who gave themselves, amen, to horrible martyrdom, amen, for Jesus Christ and for this church, amen. It is the Word of God. Jude said that, again, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. For there are certain men crept in unaware who were before ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God. There it is, grace. I am preaching about grace today. Turning grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I will put you in remembrance. This generation that we live in, that we are a part of, that we pay our taxes in, this generation that we reside in and live in as long as we have breath right now, this generation wants us all. They don't want the commandments of God. They don't want to live right. Amen. Come on. They want, amen, smooth things. They don't want no preacher telling them, amen, anything. Amen. They don't want no preacher telling them how they're to live. Amen. They don't want preachers. You ain't telling me, amen, what I can and cannot do. I ain't. I'm just preaching the Word of God. If you don't like it, amen, you better like it. Because this Word of God right here is the only thing that will save you. Neither is there salvation in any other. He was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh. And if you don't like the Word, if you reject the Word, you reject your own grace. And Jude said, look, he said, let me remind you, amen, though once how you knew this, amen, people, we all knew and we do know the truth. Holiness and living righteousness is the truth. There's angels sitting around the throne right now, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Holy, holy, holy. This world wants another Christ. They want a wimpy, wussy Christ. It's on recording. That's what they want. Long-haired hippie, bell bottoms, some easy greasy Christ. They want something different. Jude said, I'll put you in remembrance of how once you knew this, how the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, God, who is Jesus Christ, brought the people out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, brought them out of the drug houses, brought them out of off the street, brought them out of the world of sin, changed their life, give them, amen, brought them under the Passover. They all drank that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says they all drank of that same spiritual drink. They ate that same spiritual meat. Amen. That rock that followed them was Christ, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. After the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And even not just those who didn't believe. Amen. Moses took the children of Israel out there trying to lead them to the promise, trying to lead them the right ways, God giving them commandments written on stones. Let me tell you something. Amen. If you don't want the law, if you don't want grace, you're going to get the law. Amen. The law was written by Jesus Christ. It was not written by Moses. Moses destroyed the commandments because he was a man and he got mad and he threw those commandments down at the people because the people didn't want to live right. Amen. God wrote those commandments with his own finger, amen, on those tablets of stone because God hates sin. But the children of Israel did not want to live right. Moses went up the mountain to hear the word of the Lord, to get the commandments of God, the ways of God, the things of God, to seek after God. And what did the people do? They grabbed a hold of an Aaron and they said, "Oh, come on, Aaron, you make us a God." And Aaron said, "Give me your earrings, give me your gold, give me your jewels." Oh, amen. I'm surprised God just didn't wipe Aaron right off the map. That's grace. Amen. But Aaron, amen, needed a good old spanking. Amen. Aaron knew better than to make gods of gold, gods of silver, gods of materialism. God is not a God of materialism, but Aaron made them a God that they could see, a God that they could touch, a God that they could put their hands on. And they all begin to dance and they begin to shout. Amen. They begin to have a party around the golden calf. Amen. Come on. I said, we do not worship, amen, the creation. We don't worship anything made with hands. Amen. Not with wood, hair, stubble, stone. Amen. Come on. We worship only one, and his name is one, and he is a true and a living God. Amen. We do not worship materialism, period. He said, "I am a jealous God." And he said, "I will have no other gods before me." So they didn't want to live right. He got them out of Egypt. You know, it's one thing to get people to come to church. Glorious hallelujah. And that's we want people to come to church. It's good to get them out of Egypt. But, buddy, we better get Egypt out of you. Because if you're sitting in here with Egypt inside of your heart, you're just as bad as the children of Israel, and they perish in the wilderness. And that's the same thing that will happen to you. Amen. If you're sitting here, you ain't even got God in your heart. You got, amen, pornography, and you got trash, filth music that, amen, that glorifies. Yes, I said trash music that glorifies everything the Bible preaches against. That's why we preach, amen, the TV's trash just right along with it. When the Bible says very clearly and dictates and lists exactly what sin is, amen, and the TV and the trash music, amen, glorifies everything that God condemns and even says it's an abomination in the sight of God. You put two and two together. You're smart. Don't be a fool. Jesus said, "I will liken a wise man as he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. I will liken a foolish man who heareth these sayings of mine and don't do nothing about it." Huh? Angels, not only did God destroy those people who would not listen to him down there, amen, wandering around in the wilderness of sin, amen, people who didn't want to live right, amen, didn't want to do right, amen, come on, fornication, 30,000 people in one day, amen, was that for naught, amen, all the other people, amen, stealing the gods of those gods that were around them, hiding them in their tents, all kinds of stuff, amen, the plagues of God being poured out the earth, opening up because of people's rebellion. The people don't want to, amen, do right and follow the right. Amen. God had the earth open up and swallow. Amen. Korah. Amen. Come on. I said, God ain't playing games. Amen. We better get right. We better do right. Amen. God not only destroyed a lot of folks down there in the wilderness, amen, but he said also the angels that sinned. If God, amen, got his eye on the angels, amen, he's got his eye on us. Amen. We ain't getting out of it. I don't care what anybody says to you. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication. I'm in Jude chapter 1, verse 7. even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, there it is, and speak evil of dignities. Who does he think he is? I am the chiefest of sinners. But he saved me. And he called me to preach. And that's what I'll do. I am a preacher. I am not an energy auditor. I am a preacher. I am not for sale, but I am a preacher. And this preacher will preach. If I have to preach to my handful, I will preach. And I will preach the truth. There were only 8 souls that were saved by the preaching of Noah. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. People don't like righteousness. People, amen, come on, it's against our nature. The Bible says that, amen, the scriptures say in vain that the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. Amen, it is our human nature to want to do opposite. But that is why we must crucify our flesh and our lusts and our affections. Amen, put off the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. And put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. That we are to be preachers of truth and righteousness. Woe unto them. Verse 11, Jude 1. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. Woe unto them. I got news for a lot of folks. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks think they're going to heaven and they ain't gonna make it. Amen. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Cain thought, you know what? I don't need this, amen, this kind of preaching. I'll just make up my own. It'll look good. It'll sound good. It'll please the people. Amen. We don't want none of that, amen, true repentant preaching going on. Amen. We don't want to offend nobody. Hello? Did y'all check out? We don't want none of that preaching that offends nobody. Amen. But you'll go to the doctor and let the doctor tell you how fat you are, or how ugly you are, this or that, what's wrong with you, and offend you all day long. And I'm just a doctor. They tell me this and that. Amen. That preaching of the Word of God is not to offend you, but if it offends you, then something's wrong. The preaching of the Word of God is to save you. It's to get us right. It's to get us on track. When Moses got up there and he preached to the people, amen, the ways of God. Amen, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witness and lie on your neighbor. Amen, thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's house, nor your neighbor's ox, nor your neighbor's ass, nor your neighbor's wife, nor your neighbor's husband. He wasn't saying that to offend, but I guarantee you it offended. And you know what? If you get offended at the Word of God, then shame on you. God wants a holy people, a civilized people. Heaven ain't going to be Peyton's place. Heaven ain't going to be a mess. Heaven ain't going to be what this earth is. The Bible says that we look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. For old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. They go after the way of Cain. Cain did not want to do it God's way. Why? Because the devil was whispering in his ear. The same devil that whispered in his mother's ear was whispering in Cain's ear and said, you know what? Don't believe it. You don't have to believe that. Huh? You can do whatever you want. You can watch any movie you want. You can smoke whatever you want. You can drink whatever you want. Your life is yours. Hello? And Cain believed it. Because the Bible says that the Lord spoke to Cain. This is grace. This is grace. Preacher, Holy Ghost was speaking to Cain and saying, if you do well, you're going to be accepted, Cain. But if you don't do well, sin is at your door. Huh? Come on. If you don't do right, sin is at your door, Cain. Amen. But if you do right, you'll be accepted. And Cain, amen, refused to listen to the word of the Lord. And Cain rose up and he killed his brother. If you don't listen to the word of God, if you don't take heed to the warning of God, if you don't listen to what this preacher says, amen, God can turn his face of grace, amen, and you'll end up being a murderer, amen, you'll end up being something you never dreamed that the devil could take you to be, amen. We better wake up, because God is trying to save us, he's trying to protect us, he's trying to keep us right, amen, he's trying to keep us right. Hello, you don't hear me? Amen. You open up your gates and amen to something else in the King of Glory. Amen. And that devil will come in and he'll make you, amen, something horrible. Why do you think the world's in the shape that it's in if you don't listen to me? Spirits, demons. Cain wouldn't listen. Here comes another. Amen. Here comes a rotten preacher. You know, the world is full of preachers, but they ain't all good. Hello? And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you this behind this pulpit, being recorded. I'll tell you this right now. Brother House is not rooting to pastor this church. I have founded two churches from scratch before. I'll do it again. I am not rooting to pastor this church. But while I'm here, I'm going to preach to you, and you will never, amen, never, ever look me in the face and say, Brother House, why didn't you warn me? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you preach to me? Huh? It won't happen. Because God said, I will have pastors, I will have, amen, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ, amen, till we all come to the unity of the faith. I will have preachers, prophets after my heart, amen, who cares for the sheep, who's going to warn you whether the wolves are trying to destroy you, amen, if someone really loves you, amen, the love doctor loves you. Amen. He's going to warn you. He's going to tell you, don't be a fool. Amen. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool and think that you know everything, because you don't. The devil plays for keep. Here comes old crooked Balaam. He knew better. He knew what the word of God stood for. He knew the ways of God. He was well educated in the ways, in the ways of God, but he was educated in the ways of more than one God. And that was his demise. And along comes Balak with the money bag in his hands. A money bag. Ching, 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 ching. Hey, Balaam. How's it going, preacher? I see you over there struggling. Ain't got much money. Ain't got money to buy you a good chicken, fry you some chicken and put on your table. How's it going, Balaam? I want you to do something for me, Balaam. I'll pay you good. I said, we better wake up. I said, I hope my kids are listening to every word I'm preaching, because I hope they realize, amen, that this church thing is really something bigger and something more than what you ever imagined. Amen. It ain't about driving fancy cars. Amen. Eating nice meals. Amen. Having nice buildings. Amen. Having money in the bank. Amen. My Bible says that gain is not godliness. But that's what their messages would be, that gain is godliness, and that they would make, men would make merchandise of you. I own you. You belong over here. You belong over there. Amen. We are under the influences and powers, amen, of darkness. Amen. And I'm here to bust it up. I'm here to tell the truth. I'm here to uncover it. I'm telling you the earnest of God's truth. Amen. We better wake up. We better smell the coffee. We better realize, amen, that God, amen, God is real, and there is a devil that's real. Look at you. I'm having fun right now. I may not have fun later, but I'm having fun now, just like the apostles. And they're throwing stones. Amen. Get your tomatoes out, folks. I'm enjoying the ride. That evil spirit, same one that stoned the prophets, Jezebel. She had all of her prophets of the grove and prophets of Baal, 850 prophets eating steak, living good. As long as they preached her doctrine, they lived good. Same evil spirit come along. Amen. Balaam, I see how poor you are, guy. Amen. You're such a successful preacher. I just see how successful you are over there. And, well, you know, I could help you out. If you'll just do me a favor, I want you to preach a sermon for me. This ain't in none of my notes. I'm following the Holy Ghost. Amen. I got a lot of riches. I got a lot of stuff laid up for you, Balaam. If you'll just preach a sermon for me. You know what he did? The Bible says that people ran greedily after the error of Balaam was in error for reward of unrighteousness. You just keep your money. I ain't interested in it. That's where churches go totally wrong, was when it becomes about money. Now, see, this is the hand of God, because I got my congregation is right here, and they'll stand right here, and they'll stand up, and they'll vouch for everything I'm fixing to say. At least for the last 8 years in Perryville, Missouri, I started a church, and I did not receive the tithes of that church. Did I not? Church is not about money. I also pastored a church right over here about 30 miles southeast. Southeast over here in Illinois, in a little town called Percy. For almost 8 years, I was at that church, and I didn't receive the tithes either. So when church becomes about money, and it becomes about influences, and it comes about all this and that, amen, you know what? God just stands back and shakes his head. He's not pleased. He's not pleased at all. And I feel there's some things going on here still, amen, that God's not pleased about. We better get our heart right. We better get our mind right. And so Balaam said, okay, amen, show me the money, show me the cash, amen. And so Balak said, amen, I want you to go over here and I want you to curse these people, these one God apostolic people, amen, that are following this Jehovah God, amen, that we don't know this Jehovah God, amen. I want you to go up that mountain and I want you to preach a message to God. I want you to have a talk with God, and I want you to just come down with a good message for us here, amen. Tickle our ears, give us does something smooth, amen, that we want to hear, amen. And Balaam, amen, Balaam said, okay, and he knew he shouldn't have been there, he shouldn't have did it, but he did it anyway because of unrighteous, amen, wealth and riches. Do you know that the very word wealth, amen, in the equivalency, amen, of the Roman numeral system equals 666? Yeah. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. No man can serve God and mammon. Mammon means wealth. Did Jesus walk around collecting money? Amen. Money, 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 money. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm not against money. I'm not against tithes. I'm going to straighten that up right now. Amen. It is a, amen, the monetary system of the church. Amen. But men have elevated that. Amen. Above, even as Jesus said himself, he said, you hypocrites, you blind God, you snakes. Amen. He said that ye, amen, that ye major on tithe and all of that, but you forsake mercy and judgment and grace. Amen. Jesus, help us today, amen, to get back on track. Help us today. Amen. Oh, Balaam. Amen. Balaam went up the mountain and Balaam sought God for a good old sermon. Amen. And Balaam come down and he said, well, Balak, I just got the, amen, my sermon ain't the best for you. It may not like it. I don't care whether you like my sermons or not. God gave them to me, and that's up to you what you do with them. So Balak says, what'd he say? He said, I can't curse something that's blessed. Was that good enough? No. One more time, one more time. Now, some folks can turn that around, but let me just turn it right. Because the Holy Ghost knows how to put it all together. Matthew chapter 24. This may be my last sermon here, I don't care. Matthew 24, verse 45. Matthew 24, King James Version. Not a revised, minimized, easy living, easy gospel. Easy gospel is not going to save souls. When someone is out there in a flood and you've seen how that people are being rescued out of floods and stuff, rescue teams are pulling people out of those floods down there in Louisiana and just the other night in Minnesota, amen, do you think they were out there, oh, well, I'll get the easy rope out? You don't hear me today. I'll get the easy rope out. I'll be soft with you. I'll be gentle. When someone is dying and when someone is headed for destruction, amen, you better get a hold of me. I don't care how rough you get. I don't care how hard you get. You get a hold of me and don't let go. Hello? Hello? Come on. And amen, it isn't as rough as I'm making it out to be. Amen, you only make it as rough as it sounds. Amen, in your mind. What I said ain't that bad. I guarantee you, John the Baptist preached harder than I did, and it cost him his head. Elijah, amen, preached harder than I do. He looked Ahab in the face, and he said, I'm not the one that troubles Israel, but you are. You're a wicked king, amen, because you have caused God's people, amen, to transgress according to the commandments of God. Amen, come on, amen. And so Balak wanted Balaam to curse the people of God, the real people of God. Amen. And so here we have a division. We have a problem. We have a disagreement. Amen. And so Jesus said in Matthew 24, I'm right there, verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom when his Lord comes, that made him ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom when his Lord comes shall find him so doing. Amen. This is God's church. He hath bought it with his blood, and he took every stripe. I never received one stripe. I never received one yoke of pain. Jesus Christ did it. Amen. And it is his church. He redeemed it. He paid the earnest down for it. It is his bride, his church. Amen. And he hath left that up to us to take care of it. If I just turn my head and let the wolves come and destroy everybody, what kind of servant am I? Amen. If somebody hires me, amen, to be a watchman, amen, if I just turn my head and just let any old thing happen, amen, what kind of watchman am I? Amen. I'm a terrible watchman. Amen. But if I've been hired to do a job, I'm going to do my job. Amen. I'm going to do what God has told me to do, and I'm going to watch. I'm going to look out. Amen. I'm going to protect. And that's the only way I want my family treated. I want somebody to preach to my family. I wish Brother Alviar was here. He'd help me. Don't you turn your head and let the devil get my kids. Terrible thing. Blessed is that servant. You know what I want Jesus to say to me? I may have a heart attack tomorrow and drop dead, but this is maybe my last sermon. Devin, I want more than one copy of it. My wife can play this at my funeral. But I want God to say, well done, preacher. Well done, preacher. I don't care what men say about me. I don't care about the gossip columnists. Amen. That whisper, backbite, say all kinds of lies about me. Amen. A lie is a lie. And the Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. So you better watch your tongue. Amen. Come on. But I want to hear Jesus say, well done, preacher. I don't care how much money you made, how big a church you had, how fancy of a car you drove. I don't care if I had to drive an old BMW, a Volkswagen, or LTD. Amen. As long as I preach the truth, who cares? God is not impressed. That is not success. And bury me in a Goodwill suit. Because Jesus didn't even have a suit. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. We better wake up. Blessed is that servant, and when his Lord comes, that he shall make him ruler. See, the rich man, he fared sumptuously day by day, but there was an old Lazarus beggar set outside of his door, didn't have nothing. But you tell me who lifted up their eyes on the right side. Huh? That he shall make him ruler over all his goods. You ain't gonna build nothing big enough down here, baby, to match what God has already built. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I go away to prepare a place. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But he said, I go away to prepare a place. We may just have an old single frame home down here. Someday, if we live right, don't let the devil rob you. I'm not trying to scorn. I'm not trying to be mean. But I'm telling you, I grew up in a rough neighborhood, and that bulldog attitude came with me as a preacher. When spirits are fighting me, I'm going to retaliate. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. Brother House wants to see you. Amen. Come on. Brother House wants to shake your hand on streets of gold. Don't let the devil rob you. Don't believe the devil's lie. Come on. He said, amen. He said, he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant, now let's put the shoes on the right feet. But if the evil servant, everybody that says they're a preacher doesn't make them a good preacher. Now, let's put the shoes where they go. If that evil servant has said in his heart, my Lord's delaying his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, amen. Why you smite? What are you smite? Why? What are you smiting me for? I'm trying to preach this gospel, trying to live right, amen, trying to do right, amen. Come on, I'm trying my best to live up to the standard, preach a standard, uphold holiness, uphold the commandments of God. I didn't write them, but I am here and commissioned to uphold the commandments of God. Why are you kicking against me? Something wrong. Something ain't right. Hello? Amen. To beat his fellow servants. I am a Hebrew. I am circumcised the eighth day. I have repented of my sins. I have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. The Spirit of God gives the utterance. I live a holy, sanctified, separated life. Amen. I am a Hebrew. Amen. Not a Jew, which was one outwardly, but a Jew, which was one inwardly. Circumcision out of the heart. What are you doing, got kicking around on me for? When I am trying to preach the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Amen. But Jesus said, amen, the wicked servant, amen, starts, amen. Come on, you don't hear me today. Amen. It says that let me get this right, and shall begin, I'm in Matthew 24:49, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. Who you rubbing shoulders with? Huh? Oh, by the way, the Bible preaches against drunkenness, too. I don't believe in casual drinking. So let me take you there real fast. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Just to back it up, I didn't write it, but I am upheld to preach it. I was working on a job. Matter of fact, TG's over here in Missouri, Toyota. Little Catholic man. I ain't against Catholics, ain't against Baptists, Presbyterians, Methodists. There are people, sincere, honest people, seeking for the true living God in all denominations. You know what? Blessed are you which do hunger and thirst. This old boy, he was just saying that he was Catholic. He was a hypocrite. He said, oh, you're one of those Pentecostals, huh?
Yeah.
He said, you're one of those where women don't cut their hair and all this and that and that and this. And he said, you know one thing I really just cannot agree with? He said, I love to drink. And he said, you know what? The Apostle Paul said that we can use wine. There's nothing wrong with it. See, that's people's attitudes.
when the Word of God is there to save you. It is your lifeboat, and you're sitting there picking holes in your lifeboat. You know, I looked at him and said, I said, sir, then everyone in the tavern has stomach problems. Because Paul said, use a little for thy stomach's sake. He busted up laughing. It was a joke. That's a pretty good response. Reject their own mercy. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 9. You can highlight it, write it down, mark it down. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, New Testament, King James Version. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Now, I will stand right here and tell you I am the chiefest of sinners. I never stood up here and claimed to be perfect. Hello? We can only be righteous in Christ Jesus. But some folks, we have got to take care of the sin problem. And so the Bible says very clearly that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't we believe the same deceiver that deceived Eve and caused sin to come upon the whole entire world is still the same deceiver today? Has he disappeared somewhere and has vanished into thin air? No. He's still alive and well. That's why we got to preach. Because he gets in your mind. He tells you, it's all right. It's okay, bro. It's good. The very thing. It was good to be desired. One, to make one wise. Pleasant. He makes it look so good. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous. Amen. Stealing, taking something that doesn't belong to you, is stealing. Better get it right. Nor drunkards. Is that where it is? Right there it is. 1 Corinthians 6 and 10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, shall, nor revilers or extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. As such as were some of you, yes, some of you, were, past tense. Brother House drank like a fish. And I'm ashamed of it. But that's past tense. I ain't drank in close to 25 years. That's what Jesus came to do. He came to save us from our sins, not save us in our sins. As such as were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. God came to give us grace. And grace is here to teach us to live right, to watch for danger. I'd be a sad preacher if I didn't preach to warn. I'd be a terrible preacher if I didn't preach to warn. If I just sit up here like some people do, cross your leg, collect all the money, drive the fancy cars, while you're running out here sleeping around with so-and-so, or you're out here looking around at pornography, or you're out here listening to trash music, that's the church. That ain't the church Jesus came to save and redeem and to call back. The Bible says he's coming for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
How are we going to get rid of the spots? How are we going to get rid of the wrinkles? With the iron. And Timothy, Paul told Timothy, he said, that in the last days they would not endure sound doctrine, amen, but they would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, that their conscience would be seared with a hot iron. You know, when you burn yourself with an iron, what happens? It burns the nerve endings. You don't feel it no more. When the preacher can get up here and preach like that,